Good. Today I'm here with Brandon. The question that we would be asking would start off like, tell me about one of the most important people in your life.
Most important people in my life was my dad.
Okay. Tell me about the person who had the most greatness influence on your life. What lessons did they teach you?
I would say my dad taught me how to work, taught me all about financial markets and how to hopefully make money off of them one day.
Okay. Who has been the kindest to you and why?
Say my sister. Sister was the kindest. She always, even if my parents and I weren't getting along, my sister would be kind and kind of calm everybody down and try to make the situation better.
Okay. Share some important lessons you've learned in life.
To surround yourself with good people. If you're hanging out with a bad crowd, you're generally going to be a bad person. If you're hanging out with people that are hard workers and good at what they do and do things like their homework, then you're generally going to surround yourself with good people. You're going to be like those people.
Okay. Share some of your earliest childhood moments.
Earliest childhood moments. We used to have a farm in Kentucky where they raised horses. So we used to go and feed the horses and essentially take care of the horses, but you could never ride them because they were race horses. So you had to be careful around them and make sure that you knew what you were doing and kind of make sure that they didn't die.
Are there any funny stories people have told you from when you were growing up?
Yeah, apparently I used to eat a lot when I was a kid. And I used to, after I was finished with my meal, I would continue to want more food. And my family would kind of be done with the meal and they would leave the room. And anytime I was left alone, I would pretty much just yell, "Hey," at them until somebody came and gave me more food.
You know something?
Yeah.
That's probably the same thing I did when I was little. That's exactly the same thing that my parents told me. Next question. What have you accomplished so far, personally or professionally, that made you producing?
Productive?
Yeah. Wait.
Is it productive? Producing. Proudest.
Yeah, proudest. Why?
Maybe proudest. Selling houses professionally. First, once you help somebody, everybody needs to buy or sell a house. When you help them do that, definitely makes me feel proud. I get to take somebody's serious decision and help them either find a house or sell the house that they already had, and it's you get a lot of pride out of it.
Okay. Tell me about how you would like people to remember you.
I would like people to remember me as somebody who's caring, somebody who's generous, somebody who would give their shirt off their back for somebody else if they needed.
Who would you be willing to share a happy or sad memory with me?
Okay, happy or sad memory. Let's go to a sad memory. I know my best friend in the world died because he got involved with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up getting shot. And it was a really good lesson to essentially not go down that road. I knew a lot of kids that did that. And it's really sad when you start to see somebody at a really young age die over something as stupid as drugs or gangs or something that really doesn't mean that much.
Last question. thinking about future generations and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there wisdom or advice you would like to share with them?
Yeah, always do the things that you were gonna do anyway with integrity. So in other words, always pretend that somebody's watching you, or pretend that any of the actions that you are performing were to be on the front page of the newspaper. And if you wouldn't do it and you wouldn't want everybody to know that you were gonna do that, I would not make that decision. If it was something that you'd be proud enough to put on the front page of a newspaper and say, yeah, I did this, or this is what I said, or this is what I thought, then you should be proud enough and comfortable enough to be able to go ahead and perform that action.
Okay. Thank you for this interview, and I'll see you next time.
All right.